In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I'd like to speak tonight about a great character from the Old Testament. This man is a good symbol of prosperity, success, and also leadership. He was in a very difficult situation. The people were defeated, discouraged, hopeless, and helpless. And all the circumstances were working against him. But in spite of all of this, he put his trust in God. And as a good leader, he managed to motivate the people. He managed to persuade the king. He managed to develop a good plan. And also, he managed to stood steadfast against his opponents and his enemies. And because of his trust in God and of his good and successful leadership, he was prosperous in his plan. عارفين بتكلم على مين؟ دانيال. مين تاني؟ موسيس. جوزيف. مين الناس اللي كانوا ديفيتد بالنسبة لدانيال ولا موسيس ولا برافو عليك هون حمية. That is Nehemiah the governor. Let me give you historical background about Nehemiah, and then we'll discuss his character as a successful leader during a very bad time of stress and defeat. The children of Israel were captives in Persia. Persia هي إيران دلوقتي. And most of the people were taken captive to Persia. Few of them were left in Jerusalem. And Nehemiah was one of the people who were taken to Persia. And Nehemiah was a very trustworthy person, a confident person. That's why he was able to acquire a very high position in the empire of Persia. He became the king's cupbearer, ساق الملك. ويمكن تقول إيه حكاية ساق الملك؟ هو ساق الملك دي in high position, yes. At that time, the cupbearer of the king was equal to a governor. كان زي كده حاكم ولاية. Why? At that time, if they wanted to assassinate a king, the only way to assassinate a king was to poison him. That's why the king was very cautious in choosing the cupbearer. And the cupbearer should be content, should be elevated to a high position so that he will become very loyal to the king. And the cupbearer used to taste the drink or the food before offer it to the king so that the king makes sure that the food is free of any poison. And Nehemiah, although he was not a Persian, he's a Jewish, but I think he was able to gain or earn the trust of the king and be appointed in this position as the king's cup bearer. And as we read in the first chapter of Nehemiah, in the month of Kislu, it is the month of December. As I was in Shushan the citadel, Shushan the citadel is the name of the palace of the king, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah. واحد اسمه حناني جه مع شوية رجالة كده من أورشليم يزور أخواتهم في السبي فين في إيران الفارس. And I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. قال له إيه أخبار أورشليم عندكم أخبار الناس اللي قاعدين في أورشليم عاملين إيه؟ And they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and shame and reproach. قال له الناس اللي قاعدين في أورشليم دولت في ضيقة شديدة وعار. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down and its gates are burned with fire. أورشليم دي مدينة مهمة جدا 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 لليهود ولغاية النهاردة القدس أورشليم مدينة مهمة جدا. Because this was the city that God chose in order to build the temple in it. يعني في العهد القديم they were not allowed to worship anywhere in the Old Testament. Only in Jerusalem. عشان كده جيروسلم دي بالنسبة لهم it is a holy city. It is the city of God. It is the city in which they worship. فطبعا لما جه قال له ان الناس in great distress and reproach, the walls of Jerusalem are broken down and the gates are burned with fire, this was very very sad news for Nehemiah. مش كده يقول لك, so it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. شوف قعد يبكي ويكتئب ويحزن على الأخبار دي لأيام, مش مجرد ساعة ولا نص ساعة ولا ساعتين ثلاثة, لا لا لا, ده قعد يبكي لمدة أيام على أورشليم. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. وهنا that is the first lesson we learn from Nehemiah as a great and successful leader. وياريت احنا بنتكلم كده think about Jerusalem is your soul. Because as St. Paul says, you are the temple of God and the Holy Spirit abide in you. So my soul and your soul is the temple of God, is Jerusalem. And when we hear that our spirit, our souls are broken down and ruined because of sin, this should make us mourn and weep like Nehemiah. لما راح تلاقي نفسه اللي هي مدينة الله مدينة الملك العظيم ابتدت تتهد وتخرب بسبب الخطية, مفروض ان هو يبكي ويكتئب مثل نحميا. But Nehemiah did not give in to despair, but he start to develop a plan how to rebuild Jerusalem. And also when we see our souls and our spirits are ruined because of sin, we need to develop a plan how to rebuild our souls and our spirits, the temple of the great God. And the first step in this plan, he was praying and fasting. قال أنا صمت وصليت. Because prayer and fasting are very important tools in warring and fighting against the devil. Well, before I read with you his prayer, I want just to make some comments about his prayers. Number one, he did not blame God for the destruction of Jerusalem. But he took responsibility and confessed his sins and the sins of his people before God. أنا بقول دين لي كتير when we go through hard time or difficult time in our life, the first thing we do is we blame God. ليه يا رب؟ ليه بيحصل ده؟ وليه 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 وليه؟ And maybe the sufferings or the hard times that we go through is because of my sins. And we deny to take responsibility. But we are swift to blame God. Nehemiah did not blame God, but he took responsibility for his sins and the sins of his people. Number two, in his prayers, he promised and made a covenant that they will fear God, repent, return back to God. So not only they confessed their sins, but also they changed their ways by returning back to God. And that's why Nehemiah was not only a successful leader, but he was also a great reformer, مصلح. لما تقعد تقرأ كده الإصلاحات اللي عملها نحمية في شعب بني إسرائيل وفي الهيكل وفي خدمة الكهنوت كان إنسان فعلا مصلح. He was a great reformer. He made many reformation in the children of Israel, in the temple, in the city of Jerusalem, in the order of the priesthood. So Nehemiah did not only confess his sins, but also he returned back to God. And number three, he developed a plan to rebuild Jerusalem. And he asked God to help him in his plan. So he also was a man of planning. He knew his part and his role and God's role. ما وقفش كده قال يا رب انا مش عارف اتصرف اعمل ايه في المشكله اللي احنا فيها اتصرف انت بقى يا رب وخلص على كده. لا، كان عارف الخطه بتاعته زي ما هنشوف. ان نهمايا proved something or is teaching us something very important. In order to be successful, there is a human part and a divine part. God will never do for you the human part, because it is in your ability to do it. But God will do for you the divine part because it is not in your ability to do it. مثلا, if you are a student, you need to study hard. That's human part. And then, by praying, God will give you grace in the sight of your professors, and then you will pass and succeed. But if you didn't do your part and you prayed to God to help you to pass the exam, you will not pass. What? Because you didn't do your part. If you don't have a job and you want to get hired, if you don't do your part by filling applications, sending applications, doing interviews, trying to meet here, to meet there, trying to find something for yourself, and then pray to the Lord, and God will pave the way for you. But if you just relied on prayer, I'm telling you, prayer alone, without doing your human part, will avail nothing. Will not help you to achieve anything. لأن ربنا ما بيعلمناش الكسل. عشان كده نحميا زي ما هنشوف في الصلاة بتاعته, he knew that he should do something. And he prayed to God to give him prosperity and grace in the eyes of the king. Let us read his prayer, Nehemiah chapter 1, starting from verse 5. يقول له, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandment. كلمات دي يعني familiar ليك ولا مش familiar؟ Great, awesome God, who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you. الكلمات دي familiar، بنقولها فين في القداس؟ في الاسم. برافو عليك. The fraction of St. Basil liturgy تبتدي كده: O God, the great and wondrous, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love you with all their hearts. So this part from the fraction is a quotation from the prayer of Nehemiah. وهنا بس عايز اقول لكم ان كل القداس word by word from the divine liturgy is quote from the holy Bible. في طبعات قديمة من الخلاجي تجي لك عند كل جملة ويحط لك شاهد كده، ومن تحت في الفوت نوت يقول لك انه فيرس في البايبل موجودة. يعني في خلاجات موجودة بالطريقة دي بتبين لك كل جملة من القداس متاخدة منين؟ من البايبل. مش كده احنا القداس اللي بنقوله ده مش تأليف بشر، ده عبارة عن كلمات الكتاب المقدس، زي الجملة اللي قالها نحمية دي بنقولها في الاسم بتاعة القداس الباسيلي. Please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open that you may hear the prayer of your servant which I pray before you now day and night. خلي بالكم بيصلي نهار وليل عشان ربنا يحلله المشاكل اللي عنده. For the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you, both my father's house and I have sinned. هنا بيعترف أمام ربنا إن بيقول كلنا شعب بني إسرائيل، بيت أبائي وأنا، كلنا يا رب أخطأنا أمامك. وبعدين بيتكلم كده بشوية تفصيل وتأكيد how they sinned against God. Verse 7: We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, nor the ordinances which you commanded your servant Moses. قال يا رب احنا ما حفظناش وصاياك، انت حافظ عهدك ورحمتك للذين يحبونك، بس احنا يا رب ما حفظناش وصاياك، عشان كده بعدل وبحق يا رب انك سلمتنا للسبي. Remember I pray the word that you commanded your servant Moses saying. Now he is reminding God with a promise that he made with Moses. ايه بقى البروميس ده؟ ربنا قال لموسى، قال له If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. لو انتوا خنتوني انا هبعتركوا كده ما بين الامم. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though some of you were cast out to the farthest part of the heaven, yet I will gather them from there and bring them to the place which I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. فقال يعني أنا بعد ما أنا هوديكوا للسبي وبعترب كده بين شعوب الأمم، لكن لو تبت ورجعتوني تاني حتى لو كنت في أقاصي الأرض هرجعكوا تاني من أقاصي الأرض إلى مدينة أورشليم الموضع الذي دعية باسمي عليه. Now these are your servants. قال دولة رب ولادك، زي في آخر التسبيحة لما نقول له نحن حبيبك، نحن جبلتك، نحن شعبك، ارحمنا. فبقوله these are your servants and your people whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name, and let your servant prosper this day. اسمع يا رب صلواتنا واقبل توبتنا واجعلني يا رب انجح في هذا اليوم. I pray and grant him, grant me mercy in the sight of this man. Which man? The king. بقول يا رب وديني نعمة في عيون الملك. وهنا ربنا لما بيقول اديني نعمة في عيون الملك، يبقى هو نهمايا had a plan, but he is asking God just to bless his plan and to give him grace and mercy in the sight of the king. But then, now it came to pass in the month of Nisan. Nisan is the month of April. He got the news in the month of December. But now he started to act in the month of April. Why he waited for these 4 months? These 4 months, he waited for a sign from God to that God is intervening. That is the right time for you to address the king. كان منتظر للوقت المناسب ان ربنا يديله علامة يقول له هو ده الوقت المناسب اللي انا عايزك تتكلم فيه مع الملك. واحد يقول لك 4 أشهر في ضيقة ومنتظر 4 أشهر يس. يقول لك في المزمور يقول لك انتظرت نفس الرب من محرص الصبح الى الليل فلينتظر سئيل الرب. تقوى وليتشدد قلبك وانتظر الرب. ها قد سمعتم بصبر ايوب ورأيتم عاقبة الرب. So we need to be patient and we need to wait for the Lord. We need to wait for the proper time in which the Lord will intervene. We don't know what is the proper time. Maybe if Nehemiah addressed the king so early, can a king give a متنرفز ولا متضايق ولا whatever, and he refused all his requests. So he was waiting for the Lord. What is the proper time and what is the right time? So it came to pass in the month of Nisan that when wine was before him, that I took the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had never been sat in his presence before. هو طبعا أمام الملك لازم يبقى بيضحك وبيبتسم وكده, مش معقول يعني هيبقى قصاد الملك مكشر. لكن طبعا من كتر حزن قلبه على أورشليم, الحزن اللي في قلبه ابتدى يظهر على إيه؟ على وجهه. يقول لك therefore the king said to me, why is your face sad? Since you are not sick, this is nothing but sorrow of heart. قال له مالك وشك حزين كده, طالما انك مش عيان يبقى غالبا الحزن ده كآبة قلب. يقول لك so I became dreadfully afraid. Why? ده هنا king يعني appears as if he is caring about him. بقول إيه اللي مضايقك؟ إيه اللي مزعلك؟ Why he became dreadfully afraid? لأن طبعا ممكن الملك يقول لك if he is sad and his heart is sorrowful, then he will be distracted and he will not do his job well. Maybe he will fire him. And he lose the trust of the king and the opportunity to rebuild Jerusalem. لكن Nehemiah برضو قال لك maybe that is the proper time to speak to the king. Let me see if God is preparing the way for me to address the king or not. فرح رد للملك with very very wise answer. قال له may the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste and its gates are burned with fire? قال له ما حزنش وما ضايقش ليه والمدينة اللي فيها قبور أبائي متهدمة وأبوابها محروقة بالنار. وهنا why he used the city of my father's tombs? Why he didn't say my city or Jerusalem or Judea? Why he said the city of my father's tombs? زمان كانت التومز بالنسبة للملوك وبالنسبة لأغلب الناس كلهم كانت very very precious and very dear to them. Just عشان تعرفوا how precious the tombs were for the kings at that time, think about the pyramids of Egypt. What are the pyramids of Egypt? Tombs. يعني الأهرامات بتاعت مصر دي مقابر. يعني واحد حب يعمل له مدفن, بدل ما عمل له مدفن كده راح عمل الهرم الكبير ده عشان يدفن فيه. يعني تخيلوا كل الهرم الكبير ده بحجمه الكبير ده عبارة عن انه ايه؟ جست اتوم مدفن. فده يبين لكم قد ايه كان الناس بيفكروا في الخلود وفي الحياة الاخرى. وعلشان كده كانوا يصمموا الاهرامات ويبنوا مقابر فخمة جدا 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 ليهم. So when Nehemiah said the city of my father's tomb who was appealing to the heart of the king. يقول شوف بقى how much you value the tombs. انا بقى the city of my father's tombs lies waste and its gates are burned with fire. Do you think now I should be sad ولا لا؟ طبعا لازم ابقى حزين. فالكينج راح قال له ايه؟ Then the king said to him, what do you request? طب انت عايز ايه؟ So اول ما قال له what do you request, he realized that God paved the way for him. ربنا بيقول له now this is a proper time, go and ask the king. The king is attentive. The king is compassionate with you. He is sympathizing with your situation. Go and address your needs to the king. خلي بالكم في الآية الجاية معايا. قال إيه؟ Then the king said to me, what do you request? So I prayed to the God of heaven and I said to the king. How long was this prayer? How long was this prayer? Seconds. الملك سأله سؤال what do you request؟ قال لك أنا صليت وجاوبت. These short strong prayers we call it the arrow prayers. الصلوات السهمية. الصلوات السهمية they are short but very strong and very fast. Like the arrow. الأرو يخرج كده very fast until reach its target. In the same way, the arrow prayer comes from your heart, very strong and very fast, and reach the throne of God, reach its target. يريد نعود نفسنا على الصلوات السهمية. There are many examples in the Bible about the arrow prayers. The shortest prayer was two words prayer. The prayer of Peter when he was drowning. لما ابتدى يغرق قال له كلمتين يا رب نجني والكلمتين دولت أنقذوه. بس دي كانت صلاة سهمية خارجة من قلب بيصرخ لربنا الحقني يا رب نجني يا رب ربنا أنقذه. Another arrow prayer was the prayer of the publican who stood and he felt unworthy to lift his eyes to heaven. So he beating his chest said, God have mercy upon me, a sinner. ويقول لك he returned to his home justified. خرج مبررا. والفارسي, the Pharisee who prayed a long prayer, he was not justified. عشان كده it is not the quantity of the prayer, although we should pray day and night. يعني نحميا كان was praying day and night. But more importantly, it is the quality of the prayer. شكده بولس يقول خمس كلمات بذهني أحسن من 10,000 كلمة من غير ذهن. حنا لما نيجي نصلي نكر الصلاة كر كده نبقاش مركزين فيه. لا ما ينفعش. You need to focus on the quality of the prayer. And let us learn Jesus' prayer, the arrow prayer. Oh Lord, help me. زي في التسبيح لنقول يا رب يسوع المسيح أعني. ده مثال من الصلوات السهمية. يا رب يسوع المسيح أعني. وريت نعود نفسنا زي نحمية نبقى ناس بتوع صلاة. يعني even before the king he lifted up his heart to God and pray. Maybe you have interview. So before answering the interviewer, lift your heart to God and say a prayer, a very short prayer, an arrow prayer. Before you start your day in school or in work, lift your heart and pray. Before you speak and answer and give an opinion, lift your heart and say a prayer. Believe me, you will see the power of this prayer. How Nehemiah requested so many things from the king, And all what he requested was granted to him. Not because of the generosity of the king, but because of the grace of God, who moved the heart of the king to be compassionate with Nehemiah. وهنا برضه عايز اقول لكم حاجه. When Nehemiah asked the king, he asked based on the generosity of God, not on the generosity of the king. كان واثق ان ربنا هيديله نعمه ويطلب مهما يطلب ربنا هيديله. احيانا احنا يبقى عندنا شك كده، مثلا نكون رايحين نقدم لكنيسه مثلا على لون من البنك، نبقى خايفين نقول افرض البنك رفضنا، وافرض وافرض و و ونبتدي بقى نفكر طب البنك ده هيدينا قد ايه. لكن لو احنا عندنا ثقه في ربنا وان دي كنيسته وهو اللي هيدينا نعمه، هو اللي هيدينا رحمه في عيون الناس، ونبتدي ونقدم ويكون عندنا الثقه دي في ربنا، صدقوني يعني من خلال يعني خبرتي الشخصيه في تعامل مع حاجات كتيره، لما بيكون في إيمان قوي ربنا بيفتح كل الأبواب المغلقة. ولما بنكون إحنا كده مترددين وخايفين وإيماننا ضعيف، لا، الأبواب عمالة تتقفل. لكن نحمية زي ما هنشوف طلب طلبات عجيبة جدا، ولكن كان ثقته في الله مش في الملك، وعش كده ربنا اداله نعمة في عينين الملك، وكل الطلبات اللي طلبها were granted to him. فراح قال له إيه؟ قال له and I said to the king if it pleases the king and if your servant has found favor in your sight I ask that you send me to Judah the city of my father's tomb that I may rebuild it. طبعا اول طلب ده كان ممكن ينرفز الملك. ليه؟ جودة دي بلد عدو، ده الملك سباها، يعني هم اعداء. فتفتكروا الملك لما يسبي مدينة هيبقى عايز يبنيها ويخليها، عايز يحطمها، عايز يجيبها على الأرض كده يخرب. فأول طلبة بيقول له أنا I want to go and rebuild the city that you and your country ruined and destroyed. يعني بيقول المدينة اللي انت خربتها انت والبلد بتاعتك أنا بقى عايز أروح ايه أعمرها تاني. فطبعا the first request was very difficult to be granted. لكن الملك رد عليه then the king said to me the queen also sitting beside him. The Bible scholars بيقولوا the queen maybe was Esther or maybe one of her daughters or her granddaughters. طبعا هنا شوف ربنا رتب ان واحدة يهودية لان Esther was Jewish or one of her daughters sitting next to the king. وطبعا دي facilitated the mission of Nehemiah. فالملك رد عليه وقال له how long will your journey be؟ انت رحلتك دي قد ايه؟ and when you will return؟ وترجع امتى؟ معنى السؤال ده ان الملك وافق على ايه؟ على فكرة بناء اعادة بناء اورشليم. So when he asked him how long your journey will be, this means the king approved rebuilding of Jerusalem. نحمي يسأل قد ايه؟ تفتكروا بناء اورشليم اخذ منه كام قد ايه؟ حد عارف؟ Rebuilding of Jerusalem took from Nehemiah how long؟ تخمين؟ ها؟ سنتين ثلاثة. Actually as you read in book of Nehemiah chapter 4 it took from Nehemiah 12 years. تخيلوا واحد بياخد أجازة 12 سنة. الملك بيقول له تعايز تبنيها في قد إيه؟ هتروح وترجع إمتى؟ قال له 12 سنة. فيقول لك So it pleased the king to send me and I set him a time. إزاي ملك يوافق إن يدي أجازة كده 12 سنة عشان واحد يروح يبني بلد؟ لكن زي ما بقول لك كده لما يكون ربنا مدي نعمه في عيون الواحد في عيون الملك يعني كل الامور تتسهل. تفتكروا ان حنا يكتفي بكده؟ لا، يسال اكتر من كده. يقول لك furthermore I said to the king if it pleases the king let letters be given to me for the governors of the region beyond the river. The region beyond the river اللي هي ايه؟ اللي هي العراق, Iraq, beyond the Dijla and Frat. لأنه when he go from Persia to Jerusalem, he has to go through Iraq or Babylon at that time. Babel. فقال له ديني جوابات للولاة بتوع ما وراء النهر that they must permit me to pass through till I come to Judah. Actually بيقول له ديني like a diplomatic passport. فعلى ما عد في البلاد دي ما حدش يقول انت راح تعمل ايه. فحاجة تسهل المهمة بتاعتي. And as we'll see, the king did not only grant give him letters to the governors as a diplomatic passport, but he appointed him as a governor for Judah. And also, he escorted him with army and horsemen. تخيل بقى نحمية هو رايح من بيرجيا to Jerusalem, escorted by army and escorted by horsemen. فالناس يقولك ايه؟ يقولك لا لا لا, ده راجل بقى مش اي واحد عادي, ده راجل من الفي اي بي بتوع الكينجدم اوف بيرجيا. فتالت ريكوست برضو it was granted to Nehemiah. يعني اول ريكوست ان هو يبني اورشليم was granted to him. The second request to take 12 years it was granted to him. Third request to have letters or diplomatic passport to go through the country, not only was granted to him, but he was appointed a governor over Jerusalem, and also he was escorted by horsemen and army. وتفتكر ان حمي يكتفي بكده؟ ما يكتفيش بكده, يطلب حاجة تانية. يقول له هو بناء أورشليم ده محتاج خشب, محتاج ماتيريال. When I build Jerusalem, I need some timber and some wood. طب يجيب منين ده؟ قال له and I need a letter to Asaf, the keeper of the king's forest, that he must give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and for the house that I will occupy. فخلي بالكوا, قال له منين؟ من الكينجز فورست. قال له من الجناين بتاعتك انت, اديني خشب عشان ابني. احد بيطلب بقى, ما خلاص ربنا فتح له الباب, بيطلب زي ما هو عايز, لان حس كده ان هو مش بيطلب بقى من الملك, ده بيطلب من مين؟ بيطلب من ربنا. فبيطلب بثقة. خلي بالك من كلمة must, that he must give me timber. وخلي بالك الاوردر قال له ايه؟ قال له he must give me timber to make beams, number one, for the gates of the citadel which pertains to the temple. So number one, the temple. Number two, for the city wall of Jerusalem. And number three, for the house that I will occupy. He made himself the last. Number one, God, the temple. Number two, others, the city wall. And number three, the house that I will occupy. I am the last. مش قالك أنا خلاص الجوفرنر, يعني take advantage of my position وابني لي بقى بيت حلو في الاول واسكن فيه وبعد كده اهو الشعب وبعد كده بقى هيك ربنا ولا الكنيسة. لا, نحميا he knew the right order, God first, other second, me last. That is the right order. وبعدين يقول لك and the king granted them to me, يعني كل طلباته الملك وافق عليها. Because the king loved me. ايه رأيك في الآية دي؟ لا طبعا انا اللي مألفها, ما بتقولش كده. Because the king loved me. عارف ايه اللي بيقول؟ قال the king granted to me according to the good hand of my God upon me. يد الله الصالحة علي. So هنا ما قالش انا اصلا انا انسان كويس فالكينج بيحبني علشان كده اداني كل اللي انا عايزه. ما قالش كده. ولا قال اصلا انا كنت لابق, عرفت يعني ازاي present my request to the king so he granted me. No, he knew that if there is prosperity in his life or success in his mission, it comes from God. And Nehemiah felt the presence of God in his life very strongly. خلي بالك دايما لما نتكلم على God يقول لك the good hand of my God, mash of God, my God, إلهي. دايما يقول لك my God, تلاوت اتكررت كتير قوي في سفر نحمية. هي يعني there is a personal relationship, personal feeling that this God is mine. He's my Lord. He's my God. Then I went to the governors in the region beyond the river and gave them the king's letter. Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. زي ما قلت لكم لما بعته بعت مع قوات الجيش وبتوع الخيل دولت مع نحمية علشان يسهلوا الرحلة بتاعته لأورشليم. طيب what do you expect بقى after all this success؟ في حاجة اللي هو خبير بالحياة مع ربنا should expect something to happen here. What do you expect to happen here after all this success؟ عقبات. برافو عليك. تفتكر الشيطان يشوف كل النجاح ده ويسكت؟ Satan after he sees all this success and the Jerusalem will be built again and the temple will be built again and sacrifices will be offered and the people return to God, do you think Satan will let this go easily? Never. واحد يكون عايش في الخطية ويبتدي يرجع لربنا ويعمل عهد ويقول خلاص يا رب أنا I will return back to you, I will change my life. وبعدين Satan will not be happy with this and Satan will attack you. But that is the first half. But the second half, and the God is with us. So who will be against us? ايه يعني لما الشيطان يحارب زي ما انا معايا ربنا اقوى من الشيطان؟ زي ما شفنا حامية ما همهوش كل الحروب اللي جت عليه. In verse 10 يقول لك بقى اللي هما the opponents, المقاومين والمضادين. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard of it, they were deeply disturbed that a man had come to seek the well-being of the children of Israel. تعبوا جدا جدا ان زي واحد جاي بيشوف حالة اسرائيل وعايز يصلح حالة اسرائيل. They were greatly disturbed that a man had come to seek the well-being of the children of Israel. Who are Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official? Horonite because they were worshipping idol called Horon. So Sanballat was a pagan بيعبد صنم اسمه حورون. عشان كده بيلقبوه صنبلت الحروني. Tobiah the Ammonite, he was from the descendants of Lot. عارفين لوط جاب عيلين عمون ومؤاب. So Tobiah العموني the Ammonite from the children of Lot. فيبقى هو معناه ان هما زي رونات جيوش. لان الجيوش الجوز are the descendants of Abraham. لكن هما يعني في قرابة زي ولاد عم. وتعرفين العمونيين ان هم اولاد لوط سكنوا فين؟ And this just for your information, the Ammonites, the children of Lot, lived in Jordan. علشان كده the capital of Jordan until now اسمها ايه؟ عمان. Ammonite أمان. لان هم راحوا سكنوا يعني الشعب الاردني الاصيل اللي هم اولاد لوط دورة الأردن. So Tobiah the Ammonite official heard of it مع Sanballat the Horonite. They were deeply disturbed that a man had come to seek the well-being of the children of Israel. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. Most probably he was resting from his journey. طبعا it was a long journey from Persia to Jerusalem. وبعدين يقول لك then I arose in the night, I and a few men with me. I told no one what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. وما قلتش لحد إلا أنا ناوي أعمله. Why? Why he kept his plan secret في الأول. Sometimes when we have a plan and we are excited about it, without choosing the right time to يعني make this plan public, اللي بيحصل ايه؟ ان احنا maybe if the people are not ready for the plan, if they are not motivated for the plan, كلهم هيبقوا opponent against this plan, will plan will never be executed. عشان كده برضو as a good leader, you need to choose the right time to make your plans public. مش كل حاجة الإنسان القائد يقولها في أي لحظة. لازم يكون عنده حكمة إمتى يعلن الخطة بتاعته وإمتى لا. في خطط كتير لما تعلنها قبل الوقت تفشل لأن الناس لسه مش مهيئة ليها. فنحمية برضو كان he knew that the people of Israel were very defeated, very discouraged, in despair. So if he told them, I'm coming to rebuild Jerusalem, يقولوا لي يا عم تبني أورشليم إيه؟ إحنا ناقصين، إحنا في ذل وعار. وكانوا يحطوه down, put him down كده و discourage him. So he started first by appealing to their pride, motivating them, and then encouraging them to build. وبالطريقة دي he was able to gain their support instead of their opposition. Another point, برضو ناس كتيرة تتكلم على plans without studying. يعني واحد تقعد معي يجيب لك اقتراح كده يقول لك ما نعمل ونعمل ونعمل من غير ما يكون درس الاقتراح بتاعه كويس. فنحمية was not a man who speaks without studying. But he wanted to study first, then he speaks about his plan. وناس تحب تاخد قرارات من غير دراسة. لكن شوف نحمية يقول لك عمل ايه؟ يقول لك I told no one what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Nor was there any animal with me except the one on which I rode, and I went out by night through the valley gate to the serpent well and the refuse gate and viewed the walls of Jerusalem. Viewed the walls of Jerusalem, he was studying the condition, was studying the circumstances. عشان لما نتكلم الناس يقولوا الناس هو انت شفت حاجة؟ هو انت شفت أورشليم شكلها ايه؟ شفت الأبواب شكلها ايه؟ لكن لما يجي يقول لهم لا ده أنا رحت وزرت وعارف والسور متدمر بدرجة كذا والأبواب متهدمة بدرجة كذا. سو هنا بيتكلم كواحد فاهم مش واحد مش فاهم. واحد درس الموقف فبيتكلم ومن خلفية سليمة. فبيقول لك وكلمة I viewed Jerusalem بالعربي يقول لك تفرس أتفرس. يعني ينظر بإمعان ينظر بتدقيق مش مجرد كده بيبص كده حاجة سريعة وبيمشي. I viewed the walls of Jerusalem which were broken down and its gates which were burned with fire. Then I went on to the fountain gate and to the king's pool but there was no room for the animal under me to pass because of the ruin. Even the animal couldn't enter. وهنا بيبين لك he went to every place in Jerusalem. Every place in Jerusalem to view it by himself. So I went up in the night by the valley and viewed the wall. Then I turned back and entered by the valley gate and so returned. And the officials did not know where I had gone or what I had done. I had not yet told the Jews, the priests, the nobles, the officials or the others who did the work. أنا ما كنتش قلت لأي حد ولا حد عارف أنا اللي عملته. بس هو راح ونظر كده الوضع وشاف كل حاجة على الطبيعة. وأز بقى a great leader now, he studied the situation, he had a plan. His number three بقى what should he do? No, he get to motivate the people to get him on his side so they will work together. And as a good leader, also Nehemiah knew that he cannot do the work by himself. Some leaders, we call them the I leader. L-I leader, هو يحب يعمل كل حاجة بنفسه. يقول لك أنا بدل ما أشغل معي اثنين ثلاثة ويزهقوني مش عارفين أعمل حاجة بنفسي أحسن وريح بالي. طبعا ده غلط. للأسباب الآتية. A good leader is able to delegate responsibilities. A good leader is able to coordinate and let everyone participate in the work. A good leader knows that the teamwork is far better than one person's work. A good leader knows that by himself he can make big mistakes, but if he's working with a group, the possibility to have mistakes are very, very limited. فنحاميه as a good leader, he was able, لما تقرأ صح ثلاثة تلاقوا عيلة عيلة من أورشليم اشتركت في بناء السور. عيلة عيلة من أورشليم. So as a good leader, he was able to coordinate and motivate and make everybody participate in the work, not by himself. برضو a good leader should leave a second row after him. صف الثاني بعده. يعني في واحد كده لو مشي ولا انتقل ولا whatever تلاقي الدنيا دربكت من بعديه لأن ما لم يعد صف تاني. إنما good leader لازم يعد صف تاني بحيث لو هو مشي العملية تبقى سموث بعديه. يعني مثلا خادم، أمين خدمة، أمين شمامسة، لازم يكون في صف تاني. في كنيسة مثلا تلاقي لو أمين الشمامسة تنقل ولا أمين الخدمة تنقل كنيسة ترتبك. ليه؟ لأنه ما عدش صف تاني. إنما as a good leader you have to have second row. وده اللي نحاميا عمله، إزاي كان بيخلق قادة من بعدي. And he was training leaders to work with him. He started to address the people to motivate them. So as I told you, he first appealed to their pride. قال لهم إيه؟ You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste and its gates are burned with fire. قال لهم شايفين اللي احنا فيه؟ شايفين المدينة بتاعتكو ازاي متخربة والابواب بتاعتها متحرقة؟ Come and let us build the walls of Jerusalem that we may no longer be a reproach. هلما نبني اسوار اورشليم ولا نبقى بعد عارا. And I told them, he needs some motivation, but I need to motivate them. And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. وابتدى يقول لهم على عمل ربنا العظيم معاه، وعلى أيضا إزاي ربنا اداله نعمة في عيون الملك، والملك وافق له على كل الطلبات بتاعته. تفتكروا بعد after he motivated the people, what was the response? The response was, let us rise up and build. فيش واحد اختلف معه، قال يلا نقوم ونبني بقى مع بعض. Then they set their hands to this good work. حطوا ايديهم في بعض وقالوا يلا هنبني. مين يزعل ومين يتضايق؟ الشيطان. So Satan became more frustrated with Nehemiah. So he added more opponents to Nehemiah. شوف كل ما نحاميا بيجيب success يبقى فيه success in his mission. Satan برضو بيعمل ايه؟ adds more opponents. احنا كانوا فيه كام المرة اللي فاتت؟ اثنين، سنبلط زهرونايت and توبايا the Ammonite official. In verse 19 يقول لك but when سنبلط زهرونايت توبايا the Ammonite official and جش the Arab. واحد عربي بقى دخل في السكة، واحد تل اسمه جشم العربي، فبقوا ثلاثة ضده، جشم العربي، سنبلط الحروني وطوبيا العموني. When they heard of it, they laughed at us and despised us. ضحكوا عليهم، قالوا ايه اللي تعملوه ده؟ تفتكروا انتوا هتبنوا أسوار أورشليم؟ تقدروا انتوا تبنوا أسوار أورشليم؟ They tried to put them down and to discourage them and said, what is this thing that you are doing? Will you rebel against the king? حبوا يخوفوهم، انتوا هتتمردوا على الملك؟ تفتكروا انتوا هتقدروا تبنوا أسوار أورشليم؟ فين شطارتكوا دي؟ When we try to do something good, Satan will try to put me down, try to scare me, try to put obstacles in my way. ولكن here بقى Nehemiah, he has a wonderful response. Maybe all of you يعني memorized it ولا knew it by heart، ويمكن ما تعرفوش ان نحاميا هو اللي قاله، لكن نحاميا رد عليهم وقال لهم ايه. So I answered them and said to them، هما they tried to put him down. طيب لما بي put him down، هو his prosperity comes from me، from God. مش كده قال لهم the God of heaven himself will prosper us therefore we his servants will arise and build. قال له احنا ما نقدرش نبني لكن هو مين بيدينا النجاح؟ إله السماء يعطينا النجاح ونحن عبيده نقوم ونبني. يمكن العمل ده كبير علينا. It's a great task for us to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Yes, it's a great task. It is a difficult responsibility. Maybe the king will perceive us as rebelling against him. But it's not from the king, it's not from you, it's not from us. It is the God of heaven who will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build. But, خلي بالك شوف بقى, he was a strong, firm person, sharp, like a sword kid. But you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem. قال انتوا مالكم؟ انتوا الثلاثة مش من أورشليم. واحد منهم عابد أصنام, الثاني من عمون أولاد لوط, والثالث عربي. فلهم انتوا الثلاثة you are not Jewish. You have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem. So what's your business? We will do it through the grace of God. بينك هنا كان إنسان قوي نحمية. برضو a successful leader should have a strong personality coming from his trust and his confidence in the Lord, not from his pride or his ego. ياريت تبقوا تقروا بقية سفر نحمية, جميل جدا, وبيدي الواحد كده إزاي يبقى ناجح في حياته. And how you achieve your plans, how you achieve your goals in your life. تلاقوا من سر نجاح نحمية, أنا هقول كده كم نقطة بسرعة على البيت الأصحاط اللي جاية, إن هو he was a humble person. يقول لك لم أكل خبز الملوك أو خبز الولاة. He did not privilege himself above the people because he was the governor. But actually he was a very humble person. His humbleness also was presented and he was working hand by hand with his people. ما لهمش تشتغل وقف بتأمر عليهم. لا. توقف بيشتغل معهم في البناء, وعيلته كان من ضمن العائلات اللي بتشتغل في بناء أسوار أورشليم. Also he did not use his position to collect taxes as the previous governors. قال أنا كل الولاة اللي قبل كانوا بياخدوا بفرضوا جزية على الناس هو ما عملش كده. بل بالعكس لما لقى الأغنية بتوع بني إسرائيل بفرضوا جزية على أخواتهم الفقراء, وقف بكل شدة ونهارهم وقال لهم مش كفاية الأعداء بتوعنا بفرضوا جزية على الفقراء, أنتوا كمان هتفرضوا جزية عليهم, ودي ضد وصية إلهنا. And he was very sharp with them, with the rich of his people, when they start to collect money and taxes and interest from the poor of Israel. برضو in keeping the commandment of God, he was very strong. He noticed that the people did not observe the Sabbath. They opened the gates of Jerusalem on Saturday, اللي هو السبت, for the merchants to buy and sell. فلما لقى ان ابواب اورشليم مفتوحه يوم السبت للبيع والشراء, عمل ايه؟ يقول لك ان نحمية شابتر 13, يقول لك so it was at the gates of Jerusalem as it began to be dark before the Sabbath, يعني من يوم الجمعة بليل المدينة تظلم, that I commanded the gates to be shut and charged that they must not be opened till after the Sabbath. فقال لهم يعني طول من الجمعة بالليل لغاية السبت تفضل مقفولة, ما تتفتحش الأبواب دي. Then I posted some of my servants at the gates so that no burdens would be brought in on the Sabbath day. طيب عارفين المثل المصري يقول لك كله غربال جديد وله شدة. ففي ناس افتكروا قال لك نحمية كده له شدة في الأول, لكن بعد كده الأمور يعني ترجع تاني. He will yield and give in to the pressure. فالتجار عملوا ايه؟ الأبواب كانت مقفولة. So the merchants and sellers lodged outside Jerusalem. يقول لك Now the merchants and sellers of all kinds of wares lodged outside Jerusalem once or twice. نحمي يعمل يسيبهم هو بره الأبواب من الأبواب مقفولة رخ رجلهم يقول لك then I warned them and said to them why do you spend the night around the wall if you do so again I will lay hands on you. قالوا انتوا قاعدين هنا بتعملوا ايه؟ احنا خلاص يوم السبت ما فيش بيع ولا شراء ولو هتقعدوا انا همد ايدي عليكم وقتلكم. يقول لك from the time on they came no more on the Sabbath وما بتوش عمل تطهير يعني مثلا they did not read the law of Moses for a long time. لما تقرا صح 8 how they read the law and made a vow to return to God and to keep and follow all the commandments. كان برضه عمل many reformation among the priesthood. لكن one last reformation مهمة أحب أقولها لكم regarding marriage. He noticed that many children of Israel start to marry foreigners. وطبعا كان زمان الفورينر in race is also foreigner in what? In religion. يعني لو هو مش يهودي بالجنس هيبقى برضه مش يهودي في عبادة ربنا. فنحميا وقف very very strong against them. انا بقول ده كده ليه؟ لان احنا احيانا ولادنا ممكن يتجوزوا ويضحوا بكنيستهم يتجوزوا عند البروتستانت يتجوزوا عند الكاثوليك ويضحوا بكنيستهم ويضحوا احنا معلش احنا هون نعمل ايه ما فيش الدنيا حوالينا هيعملوا ايه غصب عنهم. شفنا حامي عمل ايه يقول لك in those days I also saw Jews who had married women of Ashdod, Ammon and Moab and half of their children spoke the language of Ashdod and could not speak the language of Judah. ابتدى العيال ينسوا اللغة اليهودية ويتكلموا لغة الفلسطينيين بتاعة أشدود. But it spoke according to the language of one or the other people. So I contended with them. يقولك خصمتهم. And cursed them. ولعنهم. Struck them, some of them, and pulled out their hair. And made them swear by God saying, You shall not give your daughters as wives to their sons, nor take their daughters for your sons or yourselves. بعدين علشان يبين الكلام اللي بيقوله ده كلام له معنى كتابي فبيقول لهم Did not Solomon king of Israel sin by these things? قال لهم هو سليمان أخطأ. إيه سبب خطيئة سليمان؟ سليمان الحكيم اللي ربنا أحبه This great wise man Why he sinned against God? Because of marriage. Because he married outside his religion. That's why he sinned against God. فبيقولهم, did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations, there was no king like him, ما كانش في ملك زيه, who was beloved of his God, وكان محبوب من ربنا, and God made him king over all Israel, وربنا عمله ملك على كل إسرائيل. Nevertheless, pagan women caused even him to sin. النساء الأجنبيات دولت خلوه يخطي في حق الرب إلهه. Should we then hear of your doing all this great evil, سماه great evil, transgressing against our God by marrying pagan woman? قال له احنا نسمح بقى ان انتوا تعيشوا في الشر العظيم ده وتخطئوا امام ربنا بانكوا تتزوجوا من نساء أجنبيات. وكان واحد من الكهنة ابن رئيس الكهنة ابن الياشيب رئيس الكهنة كان برضو متجوز منهم فطردوا من الكهنوت. And one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was a son-in-law of Sanballat Zahronite. كان مناسب Sanballat الحروني. Therefore I drove him out. فطردوا من الكهنة. فنحميا كان إنسان قوي وكان a great leader successful because of his trust in God, his confidence in the God of heaven. زي ما قال إله السماء يعطينا النجاح ونحن عبيده نقوم ونبني. يا ريت نحط كده the example of Nehemiah, who was not defeated by the destruction of Jerusalem, but instead he developed a plan, he prayed to God, he executed this plan, relying on God, who gave him prosperity and was able to reform Jerusalem and to reform the city of Judah. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.